New heading, Principles Embodied in the Seven Habits. Look carefully at each of these principles. As mentioned earlier, you'll notice three things. First, they are universal. That means they transcend culture and, as I mentioned, are embodied in all major world religions and enduring philosophies. Second, they are timeless. They never change. And third, they are self-evident. How do we know when something is self-evident? As mentioned before, by trying to argue against it. You simply can't do it. In the case of the principles underlying the seven habits, you can't argue against the importance of responsibility or initiative, of having a purpose, of integrity, of mutual respect, of mutual understanding, of creative cooperation, or of the importance of continuous renewal. The seven habits are character principles that shape who and what you are. They provide the credibility, moral authority, and skill base for your influence in an organization, including your family, community, and society. They are at the very core of the first of the four roles of leadership, modeling, or example. The seven habits basically are what you are, and the four roles of leadership are what you do as a leader to inspire others to find their voice. Many organizations have trained their employees in the seven habits. Many of these people have found the seven habits to be very useful at work if the structures and systems support them. But because in many cases, low-trust cultures and misaligned structures and systems have not been supportive, many have concluded that the seven habits don't really work at work. This four-role model creates a compatible and supportive context for the seven habits so that they can really be lived both at work and at home. In fact, we have found that this is the way people really learn the seven habits, not as an intellectual exercise, but as an experiential exercise. It is only when people apply the seven habits, that is, actually live them, that they come to really know them. To know them intellectually but not to do them is really not to know them. The four roles context will create an entirely new life for the seven habits, and they will be perceived as strategically vital to an organization instead of just a nice sideshow training program. In other words, the four roles mainstream the seven habits. I remember once training a very large group of top public and private sector executives in Egypt. They thought I came to sell the seven habits. My opening comment was, "You think I've come here to sell the seven habits. I'm telling you not to buy the seven habits, because all you'll do is see it as a training program for others of lesser rank. You won't fundamentally alter your leadership style and reinvent the structures, systems, and processes that reinforce the principles in the seven habits. Such changes require a new paradigm of leadership. That's what I've come to teach. If you want to be the leader of the Arab world and to become current with the new economic global marketplace, you need a larger and supportive context for the seven habits. And you yourself need to get deeply involved in them. Then you will be totally astonished at the results you can achieve." Apparently, this intrigued them. At the break, they got on their cell phones and the audience doubled for the later sessions.